Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahman. First, the headlines. Indonesia asks to share experience of village funds to some countries. Minister Muhammad Nasir hopes that Indonesia can become a robot producer. Now the news in detail. The success of the village fund program has inspired some countries. In fact, the International Fund for Agriculture Development, IFAD, to invite Minister of Village Development of disadvantaged areas and transmigration Eko Putro Sanjoyo to be a speaker before a number of countries in Rome, Italy on February 15th to share Indonesian experience in developing rural areas. This was stated by Minister of Eko Putro Sanjoyo when giving direction at the technical meeting of the Directorate General of Development of certain areas of the Ministry of Village Development of disadvantaged regions and transmigration in the 2019 budget year in Jakarta on Friday. As quoted by Republika Online, he stated village funds amounting to 187 trillion rupiah disbursed from 2015 to 2018 had built a very significant quantity of infrastructure. For 2019, the village funds will be prioritized for the development of community and economic resources. He also said that rural development is not only to improve people's welfare but also to determine the advancement of village economy. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir, hopes that in the future Indonesia can become a producer of robots instead of paint robotic users. This was stated by Minister Muhammad Nasir when delivering a speech at the inauguration of the Artificial Intelligence Research Laboratory and the Innovation Center of Bandung Institute of Technology Bukalapan at the ITB campus Bandung West, Java on Friday. He cited data from a research institution which states that by 2030, in a number of developed countries, human work will be replaced by robots. He also warns that in the future, Indonesian students are not only intended to work, but also finding businesses in their fields. A member of the House Commissioned 7 overseeing Energy Mineral Resources Research and Technology and Environmental Affairs, Tifanul Sembirin, spoke about the importance of draft law for new and renewable energy in a bid to prepare people for the future. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Tifanul said on Friday that the draft law for new and renewable energy should be accelerated. As a result, the Indonesian people will not experience a cultural shock towards new and renewable energy. If the discussion on the draft law in the 2014-2019 period is not resolved, the draft law must be prioritized in the next period. He also pointed out that fossil energy such as petroleum will be eroded rapidly, thus people should be able to adapt quickly with regard to the use of new and renewable energy. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Police Headquarters has recommended a routine patrol along the Indonesian-Malaysian sea border, particularly in Nunukan, North Kalimantan. The patrol is in response to the recent arrest of an Indonesian citizen from Nunukan district by the Malaysian police for allegedly farming seaweed in the Malaysian waters. The Indonesian citizen was arrested for violating state borders and failing to produce immigration documents or a passport. This was stated by Lieutenant Colonel Anwar of the Indonesian Police Headquarters Task Force in North Kalimantan on Friday. He affirmed that the arrest of the Indonesian citizen has drawn attention from the government, which later discussed it at a meeting of the National Defense Force and the Indonesian Police in Jakarta. Based on information received by the Indonesian police headquarters, the Gabung will help settle the case, especially after the North Kalimantan governor issued a regulation on the special seaweed farming zone. As many as 1,887,244 foreign tourists visited Batan City in Riau Island Province last year, outstripping the city government set target of 1.8 million. Chief of the Batam City Tourism and Culture Office, Ardi Winata, said in Batam on Friday that the number of tourist arrivals reached the target. According to data from the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, the figure is 87,244 higher than the set target. He also said the success was the result of a hard work of all related parties, including the government, the private sector, and the public, to turn Batam into a comfortable city to visit. Batam City government set the tourist arrivals target for this year at 2.4 million, similar to the target set by the tourism ministry. He expressed optimism that the target could be achieved owing to the preparations of the local government that had been making since early this year. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has instructed the National Population and Family Planning Board, PKKBN, to focus on controlling the growth rate of the country's population, especially those living below the poverty line. As quoted by Antara News Agency, PKKBN's Principal Secretary, Nub Rijal, said on Friday that Vice President Yusuf Kalla has delivered a message on the necessity to prioritize and defer to control the growth rate of the poor population and those residing in the city's densely populated areas. Speaking to journalists after meeting with Vice President Yusuf Kalla, Nub Rijal remarked that his side will control the population growth rate by attempting to lower the fertility rate or late birth per woman and increase the family planning communities. Referring to the BKKBN's statistical data, he said the nation's fertility rate was recorded at 2.6 from 2001 to 2012. The figure then declined to 2.4 in 2017. The last item, London Fashion Week is a magnet for many international designers, including Indonesian designers, to display their work at the London Freemason Hall. The latest collection of four Indonesian famous brands will be on display at the London Fashion Scott Fashion Showcase Fashion Week Autumn Winter 2019 on the 6th of February. Second Secretary of the Indonesian Embassy Information and Sociculture Function in London, Okidiana Falma, told Antara London on Friday that the four well-known Indonesian brands are Chewel of Sriwijaya Kindan by Nila Baharudin, PVRA by Putri Katyanda, and Karanugroho Prasojo Brani by Maharani Setiawan, and Batik from Michel Chokro Saputro. Indonesia Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Ireland, and the International Maritime Organization, Rizal Sukma, said that over the past few years, the Indonesian Embassy in London has collaborated with partners in the United Kingdom to actively promote Indonesian creative economy and fashion. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
The first news is from Special Capital Region of Jakarta. DKI Jakarta or Jakarta Province Governor Anies Baswedan launched three innovative products in the health sector, namely e-Jiwa, DBD Cream, and Jack Track at City Hall Jakarta last Wednesday. Anies Baswedan said that the use of information technology is a form of development in the health sector of Jakarta provincial government in serving the community through cooperation with central government, the private sector, and international institutions. E-Jiwa is an Android-based application in early detection of a person's mental problem. through 29 short questions for feeling disorders, drugs, psychotic symptoms, and post-traumatic stress disorder. DBD CLIM is a climate-based dengue early warning program. This innovation is a web-based online information application system which can show prediction of dengue fever in each city in Jakarta province, with rainfall and air humidity as the main predictors. JackTrack stands for Indonesian words meaning Jakarta Friends Reservation Medication Check Risk and Performance. This innovation is a web-based online information application system that is integrated in the implementation of tracking data, reports progress and achievements of HIV or AIDS prevention programs in Jakarta. The next news came from Madiun East Java. Indonesian Chinese in Madiun City, East Java, clean all statues of gods and goddesses in the three Dharma worship place Hui Ing Kiong Temple or Madiun Temple in order to welcome the Chinese New Year on February the 5th. Public relations of Hui Ing Kiong Madiun Temple, Yanawati, in Madiun on Wednesday said the cleansing of statues of gods and goddesses was carried out with the water that had been given a fragrant aroma and five flowers such as jasmine, yilang rose, and sandalwood oil. In the clean-up activities, Chinese citizens usually work together when cleaning and bathing more than 100 statues of the gods and goddesses. It is estimated that there will be thousands of Chinese residents celebrating Chinese New Year in Madiun Temple, since the celebration also includes a tradition of gathering with family. The latest news came from Mataram West, Nusa Tenggara. Head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Lieutenant General Doni Monardo, on Wednesday led a ceremony to release more than 2,000 integrated facilitators consisting members of the military, the police, ministry officials, and civil society who will help accelerate the rehabilitation and reconstruction of homes and damaged houses by the earthquake in West Nusa Tenggara. After the ceremonies, Lieutenant General Doni Monardo said that the impact of the earthquake that hit parts of the West Nusa Tenggara in July to August 2018 was still felt by the community until now. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, start from an event from 2nd of February 1943 about the surrender of the German 6th Army in Stalingrad, Soviet Union. During the World War II, Germany implemented a new war tactic called the Lightning War to attack most of the countries in Europe. In 1942, the German army attacked the city of Stalingrad. The event was also known as the Battle of Stalingrad. The Battle of Stalingrad took place along the Volga River in Stalingrad. In response to the attack, the Soviet army then launched a counterattack against the German army in the mid of November 1942. After the fierce battle, which occurred for months and inflicted many casualties, the German army surrendered. The Soviet army forced the German army to surrender on the Dnieper River. Next, the University of Indonesia officially began its academic activities on February the 2nd, 1950. The university was established by the Dutch civil government in Jakarta on 21st of June 1946 with the name Noord Universiteit, or the temporary university. On March the 21st, 1947, the name was changed into Universiteit van Indonesië. February the 2nd, 1950 was marked as the anniversary of the University of Indonesia. 5 years later, Act No. 10 about the change of the word Universiteit was ratified. Since then, the name Universiteit Indonesia was changed to University Indonesia. The last information is about World Wetlands Day. World Wetlands Day is commemorated every February the 2nd. It was commemorated in 1997 for the first time. World Wetlands Day is a celebration of the environment which aims to raise people's awareness of taking care of wetlands. The day is also celebrated to encourage government, non-government organizations, conservation organizations, other organizations related to environment, and society to be heedless of the importance of wetlands, wetlands conservation, and sustainable use of wetlands. That was today in history.
Ku kan melaju membawa surat cinta bagimu, kata-kata yang sedikit gila, tapi ini adanya. Perahu kertas mengingat ajaib hidup ini, mencari-cari tambatan hati. Kau sahabatku sendiri, hidupkan lagi mimpi-mimpi, cita-cita yang thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Perahu Kertas, sung by Maudy Ayunda. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is titled Indonesia-Italy Greenfield Development Cooperation. PT Pertamina Persero and Eni S.p.A., an Italian oil company, entered into an agreement to develop an oil refinery capable of processing palm oil into gasoline or green fuel. The agreement was signed by Pertamina's Processing Director Buti Santoso Sharif and Chief Refining and Marketing Officer of Eni S.p.A., Giuseppe Ricci, in Rome, Italy, on Wednesday, January the 13th. Also attending the event were Minister Ignatius Jonan and Pertamina's Managing Director Nika Widiawati. Buri Sharif said Rome's agreement was a follow-up to the Memorandum of Understanding signed in September 2018 and the signing of a further agreement in December of the same year. According to Budi, the follow-up agreement was an important milestone for the development of Indonesia's future energy that would shift from fossil energy to green energy. Budi added, Indonesia has green energy sources, namely abundant palm oil, which is an alternative resource for the development of green energy. Indonesia is the largest palm oil producer in the world. This is also an attempt by Pertamina to realize national sovereignty, independence, and energy security. So far, the fuel oil in Indonesia has been divided into two, namely gasoline and diesel. Gasoline consists of premium Pertalite, Pertamax, and Aftur, but only solar or diesel fuel is mixed with biodiesel. In addition to developing oil refineries to be able to process crude palm oil, Eni will also take CPO from Indonesia to be processed at the company's refineries in Italy to produce hydrotreated vegetable oil, or HVO, which can be used as a diesel mixture. In addition, a framework for establishing joint ventures is needed as a basis for Pertamina to continue discussions on the potential for the development of green refineries to produce HVO in Indonesia. To realize cooperation with Eni, Pertamina has formed a steering committee whose task is to explore joint business opportunities and discuss the clauses that will be agreed upon, which will be a reference in the construction of feasible and environmentally friendly refinery projects. Pertamina and Eni have a commitment to realize the construction of green refinery with three options. First, the conversion of some of the assets in the Dumai refinery is a green plan. Second, working on the construction of a new environmentally friendly refinery located in the Dumai refinery area. Third, the construction of an environmentally friendly new refinery at the Pelaju refinery. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Kau berikan, kau datang mengisi hidupku. Jalan tak terucap pun, untuk mengisi hati dan beri aku kuasa yang
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kau, sung by T5. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Padalarang to visit Stone Garden in Padalarang, West Java. Stone Garden is limestone of mountainous area which is located on the peak of Mount Pawon, Giri Mulia, Gunung Masigit Village, Cipatat District, Bandung Regency, West Java, Indonesia. From Padalarang, the distance is around 5 km. If you are from Jakarta, after going out from Padalarang Tol, take the direction to Padalarang Cipatat and Gunung Masigit. In the past, natural tourism object on the mountainous area of West Java was well known by local people with the name Pasir Pawon. Because of a lot of tourists who come here, now the place is more known with the name Stone Garden Padalarang. At Stone Garden Padalarang, tourists can enjoy a sensation of the beauty of limestone panorama, which is very exotic. In addition, they can also post selfie photo and make historical and cultural tour, because the tourists can see historical hill which is clear and real, such as kinds of fossil of coral animals on the hill. It is proof that the highland in the past was shallow sea. By passing in deep process, the area becomes stones where corals which previously existed, gathered and perished at the place become limestone. Now, visitors can enjoy the exotic limestone which was formed naturally. Wild grass and trees surrounding area make the scenery more beautiful. The right time to enjoy morning or afternoon sunlight is sunny day. In addition, the blue sky and white cloud appear on the green trees and limestone. Thus, the beautiful scenery can be documented. To enter the Stone Garden, you only pay an entrance ticket 3,000 rupiah per person, and for parking is 5,000 rupiah for motorcycle and 10,000 rupiah for car. The visitors must be careful to walk around the Mount Pawon where Stone Garden exists, because they must pass through steep path and 1.5 km long forest. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Sejak awal ku tahu beda di antara kita, tak restu kan kau dan ku bersama, tapi terlanjur ku jatuh cinta. Meski tahu asmara kita takkan sanggup kemana-mana.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Menghilang, sung by Andira. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is Miss Leni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miss Leni.
Miss Leni on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is Radar World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Miss Eleni. This edition explores the topic of 99 festivals in 2019 from the festival city Banyuwangi, East Java. Stay tuned into Radar World Service, Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Mr. listener, Banyuwangi is located in the east of Java Island, deserves to be called as the festival city. Every year, Banyuwangi always holds various major and exciting festivals. The number of the festival held in the city keeps increasing every year. In 2012, there were 12 festivals, and in 2018, there were an increase as many as 75 festivals. Meanwhile, this year, there will be 99 festivals to be held in Banyuwangi, East Java. The 99 festivals in Banyuwangi are gathered in Majestic Banyuwangi Festival that consists of 28 sport events, 17 music events, 16 culinary events and innovation, 30 religious events, and 8 digital events with millennial theme. The events will be held in 2019. Last January, the Lembah Ijen Festival was held. Meanwhile, in February, the festivals to be held are Chocolate Chase, Food Festival, and Sport Festival for students. April and September are the months on which some interesting festivals with cultural theme will be held. The festivals are more lustrous by the infrastructure quality enhancement prepared by the government. One of them is the opening of direct flight route from Banyuwangi to Malaysia through Banyuwangi International Airport. The festivals are expected to be able to increase the number of both domestic and international tourists visiting Indonesia, especially the eastmost part of Java Island, which is known as Blambangan. That was Miscellany for today, featuring 99 festivals in 2019 from the festival city Banyuwangi, East Java. I'm Putri Safitradella. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Ku mencinta. dada ku kan ada untuk selamanya meski tak bisa bersama. Maafkanlah atas semua, ku hanya ingin kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Mima, sung by Abdul and the Coffee Theory. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, meet me again in the Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we will present a song entitled Mengapa Kau Menangis. The original Kroncong song tells about someone who tries to ensure her lover that she won't break her promise and will be back again. Thus, her lover is no need to be sad and crying. A Kroncong song is simple and seductive rhythm, but easy listening. The music, lyric, and melodious voice of Mini Satria is as if being united in a beautiful and calm song. Mini Satria is Indonesian female Kroncong singer who lives in Solo, Joyosuran, Central Java. She has won the first winner in singing competition of Bintang Radio or Television for Kroncong category. Listener, here is Mengapa Kau Menangis, sung by Mini Satria.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu.
was our segment of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.boinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.